Okay, my next guest is Mr. Irvin Ackerman, Miss Virginia Rawlins, and Mr. Andrew Ali Willis. They're here in studio today to talk about NACA. But first, let me say hello and greetings to everyone.
How you doing?
Good, 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 good. So glad to have all of you in studio, and we are really glad to be able to bring some awareness and exposure to this organization and what they their intentions in terms of trying to provide quality housing for low to no income people. So first of all, let me refer the question to Mr. Irving. What is NACA?
NACA is a neighborhood Assistant Corporation of America.
Okay.
They're a nonprofit that helps low to moderate income home buyers purchase homes. They went after the big banks for some of the wrong practices that they did, racial inequities, and they won a large settlement. And with this settlement, they're helping buyers, that not all buyers, but buyers that were affected by these policies, which have been running for almost 80 years.
Okay, so let me ask you then. A lot of things come across my path. Why haven't I heard of NACA? I mean, it sounds like a phenomenal organization, and what they plan on doing is great, but I haven't heard of this organization.
Well, they've actually been around for 25 years.
That's what I want to hear. That's what the people want to hear.
Yes, they've been around for 25 years, okay. And they've helped home buyers in the area purchase homes over the years locally, but it was one-offs. This is their first big splash into our area.
Okay.
And we're really excited about having them and inviting them here.
Okay, so real quick, tell me a little bit about the Dream Team, Mr. Willis or Ali.
Oh, you come to me.
Yes.
Okay, well here's why we call it a Dream Team. We know in our area we faced quite a few obstacles over the years, and employment has been one. And employment is a definite strong indicator in a person being able to go on and purchase a home and start to build their family structure. So this is huge, right? It's huge. Like Irvin said, that they represented the community in 08, 09, and especially was significant the fact that they saved 250,000 individuals from losing their homes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been 25 years. Actually, NACA is in Buffalo, right? Buffalo, mm-hmm. New York, and Rochester, and Jersey, and New Jersey. So with a lot of conversation and relaying the concern for our community, I really, really was appreciative that we were able to get the director on board.
Okay.
So the director is going to come through and bring NACA, right?
Okay, so let me ask Ms. Irving. And I understand your background is being a realtor, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about this event I hear you guys have coming up November 30th. Where's it at?
Hilton, Albany.
All right. And what is that event going to do? And what is it about? And what do we hope to accomplish?
So the event on the 30th essentially is us welcoming NACA to the Capital Region.
Okay.
The point is for prospective home buyers to come out and start the NACA process.
Mm-hmm.
The NACA process is unique in that it is a HUD housing counseling agency.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to work with individuals to fix their credit, build up their savings. But in addition to that, some of the perks from purchasing your home, going through the NACA program, is no down payment, no closing costs, no fees, below market fixed rate percentage, as well as no perfect credit needed.
You need to say that again. Okay, because that's what really, really is so attractive about this organization, right? So what is it again now? No?
So the key things, and it's important to note that these items are typically the barriers that prevent people in general, but especially people from the African-American community.
Absolutely.
From becoming homeowners. So just to go over those again, that's no down payment, no closing costs, no other fees. So that's like application, mortgage fees, and
mm-hmm.
things like that. You will get a below market fixed rate. And then you don't have to have perfect credit to be a part of this program, because they're going to help you build your credit enough to where you qualify for their mortgage product.
Wow, that is really phenomenal. Now, this seminar or event will be held at the Marriott?
Hilton, Albany, November 30th.
November 30th. Okay. Hilton, and what time?
11 to 3 p.m.
Okay. And what do people need to do? Is there a registration fee? Tell us about this from A to Z. All right.
So you want to go on NACA's website, www.naca.com.
Give us all of that. Okay.
Or call toll-free 425-602-6222. Once you go on their website, they do have a couple of different links. So you want to look for the purchase program. Okay. And once you click on the purchase program, it'll give you Hilton Albany. It says next workshop. And then you have to put in your personal information.
Okay. Is there a price for this registration fee in the seminar?
No. It's free to sign up.
Okay. Great. I'm going to lead into my co-host, Ms. Alexis Goldsmith, and she has some questions for you.
So who qualifies for the NACA program, and what kind of housing could they expect to possibly attain?
Yeah. Well, I guess I could start with that. And as a matter of fact, Mr. Ackerman is in charge of our real estate team, so we put together a whole network. Also, Ms. Rollins, and there are another maybe 8-9 realtors and contractors on board. So everyone qualifies for NACA that is employed. On average, we look for individuals that have been working, 2 years or so. But if an individual wants to, join the program and they've only been working a year or they just started, we still will work with them. They still get to join the program. We still get to work with them on creating a financial package that would help them also to qualify. And it's interesting, too, because it qualifies a person for new construction, for renovation. So let's say they pre-qualify for $200,000 and they find some of the houses that we have in Troy and Albany that the land bank has and some of the other city agencies. They also qualify for those projects because the balance of the money after the purchase can be used for renovation. So they also qualify for mixed use, two-family, three-family, four-family. So everyone technically qualifies for the program because we will work with them for, the duration until they meet all of the necessary requirements.
And I just wanted to add to that. It's important to know you can purchase anywhere that you want to purchase, so you're not restrictive to where you can purchase. And the fact that you're able to purchase a multifamily, it's a great way to create income for yourself, an additional income. You're going to have a low mortgage rate, a lower payment than if you went through a private bank. That's guaranteed. It's not a gimmick. No things of that nature. It's an overall great program.
Is there a capacity limit to how many people you can serve with this program?
Well, the class action suit that was won is $13 billion. How many can we fit in? How many can we fit in?
Sign me.
Everyone in our region. When we did Baltimore, we got 4,000 in the room. We did New Jersey, we got 1,100 in the room. There's one scheduled in the Bronx, they got 1,100 in the room. For our region, the capacity, looking at roughly 300,000 in our county, 98,000 in Albany, and the selective number in Troy, Schenectady, Rensselaer, all of those particular locations, there's enough for us to really, really work the program. So we should be happy, Big brothers come to town. We should be happy.
Yes. Well, what I like about this is, on its face, this sounds phenomenal, and it is truly life changing. I mean, to help people. I mean, the first step in building true generational wealth is by owning something, and that's real estate. So if this program, and I have every reason to believe that it is what they say it is, I am so happy. I'm so on board with it. So now let me just ask a few more questions then. Will the program make a difference in terms of this area and people really able to purchasing homes,
I think that's a question pointed to all of us.
Right. So
we've all really peered into the value of the program and how we can help our community.
Okay. So
you can start down the line.
Let me start down the line. Mr. Irving, will it make a difference?
It'll definitely make a difference for all people. As Virginia said, the down payment is one of the biggest hurdles to home ownership as well as credit issues. Most people do have medical bills or, college bills that they're paying. I think this program is going to have a really great impact, but it's important and imperative that we get people to listen. It's not too good to be true. You can go to the website and look at videos of past homeowners who bought properties.
Okay.
It's not too good to be true, so great. Come out to this.
Okay. Ms. Rawlins, you tell me your thoughts before we close out. We have a few seconds, okay?
Okay, so with it being a HUD agency and with the organization essentially meeting people where they are, I think that's key for the home buying process. A lot of people don't realize their particular readiness until they actually meet with a professional. So being that essentially this organization is meeting people where they are, it does expand and give people the opportunity to have a key to home ownership. I think it's very important, especially being that Albany is number two in the black-white home ownership gap.
All right. Well, I got to end there. We're going to have you back because if this thing takes off the way I know it's going to take off, we're going to have you back and just praising everyone. So Mr. Ali, Brother Andrew Ali Willis, Mr. Irvin Ackerman, and Miss the incomparable Miss Virginia Rawlins, the realtor's realtor, we thank you for stopping by and we appreciate you. And don't be strangers. And I'll see you guys on November 30th.